Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. So on the last podcast, we discussed Advantage Plus and whether you should use interest-based targeting and why Facebook is basically asking us not to use interest-based targeting. But I want to turn it on its head because I'm using it and I'm going to go through what I'm doing with an account using all different types of audience targeting. So let's get into it. So I've got a particular account where we have to do lead gen and we have to get a CPA, cost per acquisition, or I suppose this one's cost per registration, through from a landing page that the client owns. So we're not doing this within Facebook. We're not using on Facebook lead forms. We are sending people through to a landing page and they go through a three-stage form and then they register for something for free. Now, I love the word free because tell you what, it's still not easy getting someone to get something for free. Even though this is a free product for pregnant women, to sample, they get a bag of Pampers and things like that in this bag when they're about to have a baby. It's free, yet only 20% of people sign up to the landing page. So it's always too good to be true, whatever you're trying to achieve. But we want to discuss Advantage Plus broad audiences interest base, because in the last podcast, we discussed how when you go through to an ad set page, when building an ad, you no longer see any interest base or any age groups or anything like that. Meta's made it really, really hard for you to see. Well, it's not really, really hard when you know where to go. But if you're new to this and you're going through your ad sets and you're thinking, where can I put in like they're interested in dogs or whatever their interest might be, you have to kind of like click a couple of buttons to go back to the original settings. But the original settings still work. So there are so many people out there saying that go broad or use Advantage Plus. And yeah, they're absolutely right. I do believe the platform is going that way. Do I think that we're not going to be doing any interest targeting? I don't know, maybe. We've got AI in the platform. The algorithm is extremely intelligent. And yes, on a few accounts, we do see that going broad and Advantage Plus is working. So what is broad? Broad is basically, even if you can see all your interests or you have the option to choose interests, going broad is basically choosing a location, changing the age group and changing the gender. And then everything else is left up to Facebook. And you can just run an ad, you know, with one image or one video with a bit of copy or text and then some headline going to that broad audience. When you do Advantage Plus, you are leaving it completely up to Facebook. Apart from you need quite a lot of assets. And what I mean by assets is you need, they recommend up to 20 different pieces of creative, whether that's video, carousel or statics, and the same amount of copy or text to go along with it. So you are giving it as much as you can to really help that. And essentially turn one ad on and leave it, giving it whatever budget you want. Facebook is wanting to be under complete control. But they work in some scenarios. In this account that I'm using now, we have tried both of those and we have failed. We have very strong CPA targets we need to get to. So we have to be at £1.55 per registration. And we just find that when we leave it to Facebook, we just don't get that cost. So what am I doing in here? I am creating lots of different interest groups. Now, some of those interest groups are stacked, i.e. we have people who like women, and then that is who are pregnant, and that is then who have an interest in
baby products, diapers, nappies, or whatever we might call them. That's a stacked audience. We have those, and we every time we create an audience, we save it. So let's say we save that as audience one. And then we create another one, which is slightly different. We're actually having a lot of success with TV and American shows like The X Factor or America's Top Model. We then sometimes stack those, or we keep them individually and we create another audience. So what we're doing in this account, we're creating lots of different audiences, literally labeled audience 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then what we're doing, we're going into our audience settings and we're actually able to see an overlap. So there's a little toggle tab just above where you build your audiences are, and you can actually compare them. Now, you can't compare 10, but I think you can compare 5. So you can choose your main audience, number one, and then you can choose 2, 3, 4, 5. And Facebook, in a very easy to read circle chart, will show you what the overlap is. So what we try and do on this account is not overlap these audiences, okay? We want to keep as many. So obviously, if someone's into nappies, there's not going to be a massive overlap between that and America's Top Model, for instance. And then we'll also do fathers, and then we'll also do parents with children up to the age of 5. So lots of different audiences, and we're finding those are working really, really well to get the CPA where we need to be. We've also then taken those audiences that are successful. We're then doing a CBO, which is using a campaign budget optimization, and we're seeing good results from that. We're then doing an ad set where we'll take that audience and we might put 5 to 10 different creatives, all with their own different budgets. So just to let you know, just rewind slightly, when in any audience campaign that we're doing for this particular client, we always have around about 5 different creatives. So those different creatives will, again, be in a CBO campaign, let Facebook decide. Thing we find there is Facebook will usually favor 2. So then we go down another route and we do an ABO, which is each audience has got its own budget of, like, let's say £20-30 a day. And if we're seeing an audience winning, we'll up that budget on that audience. And then we've also just started testing lifetime budget. So for the month, we might say, okay, this particular campaign is going to spend £2,000, £3,000, £4,000, £5,000. And we let it run. So what we find there is that over the weekends, it might get more expensive. So our test now is to see if Facebook spends less at the weekend because it's more expensive and ends up spending more in the week when it's less expensive to get registration, because it understands our business and the pixel information, and see if that works. But either way, all of these different audiences are actually bringing in really good results, even though they're completely different, built on different structures. So what I'm getting to on this podcast is the fact that even though you're hearing all the time about use Advantage Plus, Facebook pushing that, use broad audiences, lots of influencers out there are pushing broad, I'm being completely honest with you guys, and on most of our accounts, we're still seeing Advantage Plus being too expensive. We're seeing broad audience being too expensive, and we're still finding the interest groups are working really, really hard. Right this moment in time, if they got rid of interest groups, some of my accounts would be affected, because we need those interest groups to make those accounts work. It's not that the others won't work. I think it just takes more time to warm up. Now, if you or your client have that time to warm up, to really get the algorithm understanding what you're doing and get the CPA or cost per purchase where you need to be, fantastic. But like everyone, we've all got some clients or our own business ourselves that need to get it under a certain amount, and we have to try our hardest to get that CPA where it needs to be, or the cost per lead, or the cost per registration, or the cost per purchase where we need it to be. And we still have to use some of these old targeted techniques, which I still think work. But at the same time, still test broad, still test Advantage Plus, just to make sure that you are also moving towards the future. I hope that helps in your ad builds. Try everything and good luck. See you on the next one. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.